play an A chord for me, Critter?
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Sleep last night?
No.
That's the Punch Brothers, warming up before our interview earlier this week. Now, the quintet is ostensibly a bluegrass band, but I think the best way to describe what the Punch Brothers actually do is to let them show you.
Yeah. You know, so there's Foggy Mountain Breakdown, and then it turns into this roll thing.
Chris Thiele founded the group back in 2006.
And, you know, instead of like a mandolin chop and bluegrass, you know, all of a sudden I'm doing this, which kind of, and you combine the two things. And all of a sudden you've got something like a little bit more, I don't know, something happening right now.
Thiele is one of the most exciting musicians working today. A young mandolin virtuoso, he won the MacArthur Genius Award last year.
And then we added Paul to it. One, two, three. And then we had Gabbers, you know, to kind of even take the banjo roll further away from the banjo roll. We added the fiddle, you know, kind of almost try and make it sound otherworldly.
Some critics call the Punch Brothers radical bluegrass. Others say it's Americana fusion. Famed producer T-Bone Burnett, who brought together Robert Plant and Alison Krauss in their hit record Raising Sand, bestows upon the Punch Brothers the ultimate accolade. Burnett says they are one of the most incredible bands this country has ever produced.
Did
Chris Thiele is 31. The musical prodigy made his mark in the wildly popular acoustic trio Nickel Creek. And along with that MacArthur Award, just this month, Thiele won a Grammy for his work on the Goat Rodeo Sessions with Yo-Yo Ma. Now, the fact that Thiele is as at home with one of the world's most famous classical musicians as he is with bluegrass improv tells you what he's really after with the Punch Brothers. Along with Gabe Witcher on fiddle, Noam Pikelny on banjo, Chris Eldridge on guitar, and Paul Cowart on upright bass, Chris Thiele has created a band so versatile it can play anything its members think of. Here's the Punch Brothers performing Movement and Location.
Not a sparkling shadow eyes to indict my movement and location. Would the bedroom be lost? You can watch the tape.
That's the Punch Brothers playing Movement and Location. Gentlemen, that has to be one of the most creatively and meticulously crafted arrangements I have ever heard. Amazing. How do you describe what Movement and Location is? What's going on in that song?
Well, strangely enough, that song started as a conversation with an incredible bartender about the pitching style of Greg Maddux. and I've always try and put everything that I'm interested in into music. And the boys and I had the backbone of that arrangement kicking around, and I was struggling to come up with lyrics for it. And that proved to be a great jumping off point.
Mm. Well, Chris Thiele, I mean, on that point, I wonder if you could describe to me when, back in, 2006 or so, when you first sort of had this concept of what the Punch Brothers would be in your mind, what was that early concept of what the band would become?
I had this idea for a fairly involved chamber piece, only for bluegrass instrumentation. And so it's become a lot more collaborative over the years, to the point now where we sort of write everything together and every member of the band has veto power in any arrangement situation. So all five of us have to be happy, which takes some doing.
I could imagine with a group of musicians as talented as you all are, the process of putting a finished piece together has got to be kind of incredible. But you know, what I heard when you played Movement and Location was musical evidence that while there are, you know, individual musical traditions all over the world, you're bringing many of them together in a way that sort of was like a demonstration of the commonality. I mean, is that one of the things that you find has emerged with the Punch Brothers, that since, you know, any one of you could start with an idea that there are eventually common threads that pull the pieces together?
Everyone in this band is a musical omnivore. Together, we really get to emphasize how liquid each of us hears music.
Yeah, liquid's the word. That's the perfect word.
I think that genres are sort of established by musicians who are utterly genreless. They combine what's there, or what's there is combined in them in unique enough a way to where all of a sudden you need a new word for it. And so I kind of feel like it's not really helpful to a group of creative musicians to really consider genre in any way.
But is it fair to say that bluegrass is sort of one of the foundational texts that brings you guys together?
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, but you know, we look like a bluegrass band. And that, I mean, we look exactly like a bluegrass band. It's the same five instruments. You know, something that's as righteous as a string quartet in many ways.
So right now I'm putting myself in listeners' shoes, and I guarantee you they're saying, "Shut up, Magna, we need more music." So why don't you play us something else?
We're big fans of the Swedish trio Vessen. This is a tune that they wrote that's also on the new record called Flippin'.
That was the Punch Brothers playing Flippin'. So, Chris Thiele, I think it's time for me to actually just make a little list of the accolades that you and the entire band have been receiving in the recent past. For example, T-Bone Burnett, a huge name in producing. I mean, he obviously was the person who brought together Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. He's called the Punch Brothers one of the most incredible bands this country has ever produced. First of all, what's your response to that accolade?
I don't know. That's it's very nice of him to say such a thing.
Well, he's not the only one because, for example, last year you were granted a MacArthur Genius Grant, $500,000 to do whatever you want with. And then also, I suppose I should say, congratulations, because you're a Grammy winner now. You won Best Folk Album for Goat Rodeo Sessions, the one you recorded with Yo-Yo Ma, so another feather in your cap. Congratulations.
It's been a nice couple months, yeah.
But tell me, what does this mean for the Punch Brothers? I mean, what does it mean? What are you guys going to do next, since you're on this like amazing upward trajectory?
One of the most exciting things that's happened to us in the last couple months is just how the tour that we're currently on is going. I can't even tell you how slowly everything has developed for us over the years. We really feel like it's just been a one show at a time kind of thing. But this last tour, things have really started to pick up, and the people that are coming to the shows seem so excited. They seem as excited to hear the music as we've been to play it. And there are lots of them.
You sound surprised, but I mean, hearing you play, it's no surprise to me at all that, you know, many people would want to come see you live.
We've all sort of thought, I think, for a long time that we were making a decision to kind of make boutique music that would be that would really only be enjoyable to a small amount of people for how all over the deck it is, stylistically speaking. And not that we're trying to make little music Frankensteins here. we never want people to see the seams, but we're drawing on a very wide range of influences, and I think that sometimes it's a lot easier, you know, not just for the band to express what they're doing to someone, but for the listeners to express to each other what a band's doing if you limit your sphere of influences. And the boys and I just haven't done it. So it's been an incredible ride, but it's been a slow one, and it's been really, really fun.
Yeah. Well, it has been such a pleasure and privilege, really, to speak with you, especially because the whole band is committed to just great music. And thank you so much for talking with me today.
Oh, we're thrilled. Thanks for having us.
I should say that the Punch Brothers are Paul Coert on bass, Chris Eldridge on guitar, Noam Pokelny on banjo, Chris Thiele on mandolin, and Gabe Witcher on violin. They will be in Boston at the House of Blues on February 16th. If I can get you guys to play us one more song, can you play us out on something?
Absolutely. We'll play our little rye whiskey song here. Thanks again so much for having us.
Thank you. That's the Punch Brothers performing their song, Rye Whiskey. They also played something special just for us, an exclusive bluegrass cover of the classic Cars song, Just What I Needed. It's only available at our website, radioboston.org.
Such great talent, such great music. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.